This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This week, we are going to get a bunch of earnings reports from airlines, United, JetBlue, American, Alaska, and Southwest. Last week, we got a little preview of what we're likely to hear when Delta Airlines reported that in the second quarter, when the COVID-19 economic slowdown was at its absolute worst, its revenues were down more than 90%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Air travel is one of the activities consumers have pulled back from the most. When COVID-19 began spreading in early spring, nobody wanted to sit on a plane elbow to elbow with strangers for hours breathing recycled air. Passenger numbers plummeted.
You know, it got down to about 95% below last year's levels, sort of the peak of the shutdowns in late April and early May.
Cullen Scarola at CFRA Research says when the economy started to reopen, air travel
started to rebound a lot, got up to around 25% of last year's levels by the end of June. The problem is I think that's now stalled.
With COVID-19 cases surging around the country, leisure and business travelers have again pulled back on their flying plans. And with only a fraction of their seats filled, airlines can't cover costs, airplane leases, pilot and flight crew salaries. So Peter McNally at Third Bridge says they're doing whatever they can to trim expenses and hoard cash.
So it's involved equity raises, debt raises, credit lines. There's a lot of creative financing. Companies have taken as many steps as they could, every dollar of government funds available.
$25 billion in grants from the federal government's pandemic stimulus. That money comes with one major string attached. Airlines have to keep employees on the payroll, no furloughs or layoffs, until October 1st. After that, several carriers, including Delta, United, and Southwest, have already warned pay cuts and layoffs are coming. Consumer surveys find most Americans are wary of getting on a plane right now. That's not lost on the carriers, says Airline Weekly editor Madhu Unakrishnan.
Southwest, Delta, American, United, they've all mandated facial coverings on board. The problem is there is no directive from the federal government. So it leaves it entirely up to the airlines to enforce this.
Airlines are promoting their new onboard health and safety precautions. But Cullen Scarola at CFRA Research says,
I don't think there's much that airlines can do on this issue. It's just people associate flying in the cramped space as a risk.
And until consumers feel more comfortable flying again, the industry's troubles will be tough to reverse. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.